Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. McCraw steals second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Broemer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer strikes out. There goes Bell. The throw from Montgomery to Burleson, and Bell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Carbo scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Rice reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Lynn scores. Rice moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Powell reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive towards short. Burleson catches it and steps on second to double up Powell. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to second. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ellis for a passed ball. Griffin moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. Griffin scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with LaRoche covering, for the out. 1 out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Juan Benitez pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Griffin moves to second. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Griffin scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Benitez. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Benitez now playing left field. Diego Segui now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellis for the out. Gamble moves to second. 1 out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn bunts towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli is walked intentionally. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-3 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Evans scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Ken Berry pinch runs for Oscar Gamble. Rico Cardi pinch hits for John Ellis. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Berry moves to second. Dick Drago now pitching. Alan Ashby pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Laron Lee pinch hits for Buddy Bell. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alan Ashby now catching. Ed Crosby now playing third base. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffin is hit by the pitch. Juan Beníquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beníquez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beníquez bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Brohmer covering, for the out. Griffin moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Duffy moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up into left field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendrick for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.